Welcome to Sibling Spilling Tea. I'm your host, Bobby.
I'm your host, Cass.
If you haven't already, please follow us on Instagram, Twitter. Give us 5 stars on the Apple Podcasts app. Really helps us out a lot. And leave a comment, say something nice or something not so nice. We'll take it all.
We take everything. Hey, it's all good.
We're thankful for all of it because this is our Thanksgiving episode.
Gobble, gobble.
Thank you. we have a crazy story we would like to tell from 1 year.
Let's get right into it.
Oh, God. I must have been only, I think I was in like fourth grade or fifth grade. Mm-hmm.
And I was only like a little bit older than y'all.
Yeah, you were in sixth grade. And I'm like, sister, since you're only a year older than me, can you like show me how to cook the dinner for a Thanksgiving feast?
Like, let me show you how to like do this turkey.
All right.
And then we drop the fucking thing on the floor.
Yeah, so spoiler alert. So you have to like throw shit into the bag, like some kind of like powder shit or something. To get that bird going.
Yeah, isn't it like the seasoning?
Is that the seasoning and the whatever else, flour or something?
Yeah, some other garbage that like browns it. I don't know.
So we threw this garbage in the bag, and we thought we would have good success with this bird. But as it turns out, was I holding the bag or were you?
I think you were holding the bag, and I was placing the turkey in the bag.
Okay, so then when you go to place the turkey in the bag, you did a fine job of placing it, but I did not do a fine job of holding the bag.
Unfortunately, did not do a great job of holding
said bag. Right. So that bitch just fucking fell right on the dirty, crusty-ass floor.
Said turkey fell right through the bag, right onto the floor, and even made like a weird sound.
It was like...
Fucking turkey juices was
fucking
flying.
Fucking juice and giblets all over the floor.
And so I look up, and there's like a fucking dust outline of Bobby. He's gone.
Because
like,
I wanted to go grab something. I wanted to,
I'm like, this motherfucker left me here with this turkey on the ground.
I wanted to go grab something to, see if that would help. And it didn't.
It didn't.
I don't believe.
No. Because we still had to pick the thing up and like,
we did.
Dust the thing off.
I don't know if I was going to get a dustpan or what to pick the shit up. Something sturdy enough to.
Now, okay. We washed it off. We made sure it was okay because we weren't about to go and get another turkey.
No, of course not.
Come on.
Because then that would have just been round two. That shit would have fallen on the floor too. So here we are. We picked this bird up.
We picked the bird up.
And we put that boy right in the sink.
Got him right in the sink.
We washed Buddy off. And then we get another bag. And then later on at night, when it comes time to
actually feed. We sat down to that dusty turkey.
We kept laughing and looking at each other, and our mother, having the sixth sense of
that mothers do. Of course.
She's
naturally.
Like, what are you guys laughing about? We're like, oh, nothing. And then she's like, you guys dropped the turkey on the ground, didn't you? And
we I'm were like,
do you have this place bugged?
Wait a minute. Did you have that turkey bugged?
Where's the hidden cameras at?
It was probably in the turkey's ass.
Jesus Christ.
She knew when that fucking thing hit the floor.
Oh my God.
She was at work like, these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I can't trust them with shit.
Yeah, absolutely. I was like, you got to be kidding me. How did you know?
What do you expect when you have a fifth and sixth grader doing dinner?
Exactly. You don't let young children look after such a big, hearty meal.
And here's the thing. I wish that that were the case, but I was basically an adult at that point. Bobby was like a kid. Not a young kid, but you were, probably like, I would say like
if
9 or 10.
If I was in like fourth grade.
I was like an adult already, basically. So I should not have let that
happen. But that's okay.
I was like, you know,
the turkey understands.
Listen, and we still like that fucking thing.
Yeah.
Look, we're still here to tell the tale.
So. I guess so.
So basically, we want to tell you guys out there, no matter what mishaps you have when it comes to cooking tomorrow's Thanksgiving, it's okay. Just forge on. Like,
there
you guys got this, okay?
Yeah.
Even if you drop the turkey, you burn something, you mess up. It's okay. You'll have a good story to tell.
Rinse that shit off a little bit and serve it to your loving family.
There
because
you
know what?
Knock the dust off that thing.
There you go. That's all you got to do.
And eat it anyway. It's fine. Just don't tell your family.
No. Don't tell them shit and they will not suspect it.
Or here's the thing. You go out, you buy stuff from the store and then you tell them. And like you put it into like your own dish, you know? And be like, oh, I made this. They're not going to know.
Yeah. What are they going to do? Check your receipts?
Exactly.
And shit? No.
No. Yeah, there ain't no receipts here to check.
Nope.
So. Bloop. Oh, but what a story. Oh my
God. Oh yeah, that's a timeless classic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, hey, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. I mean, sometimes you drop your accoutrement on the floor.
Sure.
It
happens.
Your ingredients, and then yeah, you just got to serve that bitch up anyway.
Yeah, it's all right. It's fine. Worst case scenario, you just go to the store, you buy like something that's already pre-done.
And get
you
a pizza.
Lie. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Come on.
I mean, that can fall on the floor too, but you know.
Hopefully that doesn't happen, but we can do.
I digress. With it being Thanksgiving, you know, we did a little family meal on, what was it, Monday?
Monday, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Today is Wednesday.
Okay.
No, so people know, you know.
I'm trying to remember because, you know, with this, you know, COVID,
covert.
With these covert operations going on, you know, I don't know. So yeah, we already celebrated on Monday. Our little get together and dinner. Not a huge get together because, you know, COVID.
Of course, but, COVID is plaguing us. and COVID, you know.
Both. It's just a double whammy.
Of course.
Fuckers. yes, we had our dinner on Monday, but I know a lot of people are doing Thanksgiving.
Yeah, celebrating tomorrow.
On actual Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It's just got to be, what, the third fucking Thursday every, or wait, is it the last Thursday?
Oh, the last month? Thursday, okay. Yeah.
Which, why is that? Why? I mean, did the pilgrims and the Indians, they were like, okay, it's got to be the last Thursday of the month.
Yes. That's the only thing they agreed on. That was it.
And that's the only thing they've agreed on since. They're like, okay, can we all agree on last Thursday of November?
Yes.
No, get the hell out of here.
Okay.
And stop wreaking havoc, you know, on our people.
And they were like, what? Can't hear ya.
You.
You
heard us.
Mouth full of stuff. And
fucking dirtbag pilgrims.
Fucking dirtbag. Joe Dirtay bags. I wanted to say for this Thanksgiving that I am very thankful for good health and good friends, and most importantly, great family, especially you, Cass.
Oh,
and we're
at this.
Reaching
this
out
beautiful.
To Theater of the Mind. We're reaching out and
we're touching tips ever so gently.
Sure,
but not in the way that you think. Okay. Our hands. You say we're not from
yes.
Arkansas.
Yep.
God bless you. That's so nice. And you know what? I'm yeah. most thankful yes. for me.
Oh, okay.
So, you know,
great.
Life
well,
is good.
Everybody has a different
Thank
take
you.
On things.
You know, I had to. No, I am super thankful.
Yeah.
To be back home, be back in action.
Yeah.
For family, friends, health, wealth, safety,
Fun
and
times.
Us getting through this, you know, pandemic together.
Yes.
And of course, from me, brother Bobby. Here we go, touching tips again. Theater
of course,
the mind.
Theater of the mind.
Ever so gently.
Ever so gently.
I shall approach from the rear.
And we also, in unison, want to say thank you to all that listen to us, very much so.
Yes, we're very grateful for you
so
as well.
So grateful and very thankful for yes. you all and for your well wishes and your kind words
yes.
and sharing us and spreading us and stuff. It means
spreading
the world to
the
us.
Love, like the yeah. virus, but we're not as deadly.
Yeah.
thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's a tough time for everybody. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's hard to you know be in that type of mindset when you're facing these times,
these crises,
being
yeah.
in a grateful mindset, and you know mm-hmm. in such a crazy year that, you know, things have just gone haywire. It's really important to be grateful, you know.
And, oh yeah, for and, all the good that you do have.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. Because it really is easy to lose sight of that when mm-hmm. you just think of the negative and you just focus on the bad things as opposed to.
Now, I'm gonna get really sappy here.
Sure.
Every day may not be great, mm-hmm. but there is something great in every day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you know that a bitter root will always produce? We'll always produce a bitter fruit.
So Jersey Shore Family Vacation recently just aired their season 4. And I'm sure most of you don't watch it out there. And the ones that do, awesome. You'll know what I'm talking about. But for those of you that don't watch, two of the characters, they always have like a... like a motivational, what do you say, like motivational line.
And they're like, not characters, like quote off. They're just like, guys that are.
They're interesting characters.
Well, they are.
For those of you that know, it's The Situation and Keto Guido. For those of you that don't know, it doesn't fucking matter anyway. So it's just two of the guys on the show. And they'll say like positive quotes to each other. And one of them, I lost my shit. I was crying laughing. One of them says, you know, a bitter root will always produce a bitter fruit.
It is true. I mean, it's, you know.
I mean, they're not lying, you know.
I guess, but okay.
And we've come too far to just come this far, right?
Anyway.
One of these shows, Bobby and I are going to have a quote off. I guess this show is not that show, but if you have a funny quote that you love like that, like a motivational quote that you say all the time, please drop us a line.
Oh, boy.
Send it to us.
And if you have funny stories, Thanksgiving stories.
Absolutely.
Yep.
If you have any memorable Thanksgiving stories or something crazy, maybe you dropped a turkey yourself one time or, you know, the bowl of cranberries that went everywhere. Please tell us.
Yeah.
Or you have some crazy family members and there's like a showdown. We've had that too. Please drop us a line. Tell us. We want to read your stories. And we'll read them on here.
Somebody got a little bit too drunk. Somebody wheezed the juice a little bit too hard. And, you know, was talking crazy nonsense. Please, you know, post
there
it
was,
on.
There was one Thanksgiving that one of our cousins came over. And shout out to Matt and Tara.
Shout out, Matt and Tara.
Matt, it's not you. It's actually one of your brothers. Came over the one Thanksgiving. And... he hit that wine bottle a little too hard.
Oh, man.
And he was just getting fucking wild.
He was fucking getting it.
He was telling us about Generation X. And I remember I said something funny, or I was trying to be funny. And he picked up like this giant wine bottle and tried to throw it at me.
As a joke. He was just like, ugh.
I don't know. I think, thank God I ducked. But,
Yeah,
interesting. Please drop us a line.
Yeah.
Because we want to hear about all these crazy stories out there.
We also, too, just posted a little ditty on Instagram and Twitter about
Go ahead.
about a certain store. Mm-hmm.
That we've touched on, I touched on before last episode.
Yeah, it's the store that you guys found in St. George, Utah.
Yes.
That we, for some reason, have a location of, but in North Las Vegas.
Yes, and I had no idea we had a location here until I looked it up.
Yeah, so Cass looked it up, and then earlier today, we just stopped in there, and...
we made it a point. We took a jaunt over there.
We did. We traveled many a mile.
I'm like, Bobby, we got to go over there, okay? You got to see what's going on over here.
Yeah.
And we went.
We did.
And
I just don't know even what to say about this store. Like, okay, so first and foremost, before we even walked in, we thought it would be funny if as we were walking in, Cass and our mom locked arms with myself to make it look like they were both my wives.
Yeah. I want to make us look most authentico. You know what I mean?
Right. Because you can't go into this store.
We got to blend
in. And not have, you know, at least three.
Yeah.
You got to be a minimum of three.
Yeah.
Three wiver.
Which we were prepared to say, you know, like our third wife, she was at home watching the kids.
Right.
Yeah. She couldn't make it.
They stop us at the door like, sir, where is your third wife? And I say, sorry. I'm sorry. I must have misplaced her.
The bitch is at home watching the children.
Yes. All 27 of them.
At our compound.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah. So, literally.
Oh, I know. No, I know. That's how they get down. But it was very interesting. I did take a couple pictures of some things that I thought were...
Bobby was ready for missionary.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's why I got that pin that said, you know, I'm a young missionary boy in training. No, there's a pin that's, I mean, like, can't we just
there
call them like
pins.
people yeah. that, and it is an LDS store.
And again, no offense to any of our LDS listeners, but your religion is interesting. It's interesting to us that don't follow it.
It's just fascinating how, you know, I mean, well, I mean, and that's the misconception is that everybody, you know, lives like a polygamist.
Yeah, I mean, I know, but not everybody does.
But for the ones that do, and the ones, and another thing too.
But okay, it is funny to think they all live like that.
It is. But at this store, okay, like, as soon as we walk in, everybody is just, like, all throughout the store, you know, we're just being, like, glared at.
Yeah, because they knew that we don't belong there.
And we didn't.
And we didn't, of course. But they know.
But, okay, so, as we make our way through this place, we have, on the right, there's, like, this whole little room that is just nothing but white clothes.
Yes.
I don't understand what the significance is.
I'm guessing it's their marital clothes.
Yes, but yeah. I mean, it's like
they have to wear this to get married.
But why?
Why?
Boy, why? Like, it's just fucking weird. Everything in this room, and the lady that greets you, she's like, hello.
And she's like, please come in. The crypt keeper or something. It's like, no, I'll observe from out here. I don't really want to go in that room.
Yeah.
It scares me.
Because it's nothing but white ties.
Yeah.
White,
all white shirts
and sport coats for the guys, white dresses for the ladies.
Colonial garb. You know, these are like, like, no offense to old ladies out there, but these are like old lady looking dresses. You know, like, they're long sleeve, their skirts go all the way down to your feet. Like, the neckline goes all the way up, you know, to your mouth, because you got to be covered totally.
Now, why does Jesus want us to dress us like this?
I think it's more like John Smith, like the guy who came up with. Okay. This religion.
And by the way, that there was like a little little greeting card or something. Yes. That with John Smith on it.
Yeah.
And it's a meme, that guy's picture, where you probably have seen it, where it says, God damn, I love being white. And it's just John.
And it's him.
But it's that picture. It's him standing there. Blonde hair, blue eyes, of course, in his blue colonial garb.
Wow.
And he stands there and he says he loves being white.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I have not seen that.
Yeah.
But you know what? We've seen that was debunked today, because there was not just white people in the store, which I was happy to see.
Yeah.
Because I was getting worried. I was like, wait a minute. Is this
a honky only
endeavor? Yeah, like, what the hell is this? I'm like, wait a minute.
I know, I can say that because I'm a honky. Trying to get to you and that honky.
Yeah, they were.
Well, there was we saw one black man in the store.
And
everybody else was
looking
white.
At us like we were crazy.
Yeah.
I thought he worked there, but then we discovered that he
didn't.
He was with somebody else. Like, he was just a customer there just like us, but the way he was looking at us. Then this other random guy, he's like walking around. He's looking at us all crazy. I'm like, oh shit, they're on to us.
Yeah.
They are on to us. We got to get the fuck up out of here.
And then the little like Lego sets that are called Brick'em Young. Like Bring'em Young.
Uh-huh.
Like Bring Them Young.
Oh my God.
Yeah. If you're 12 without marital vows, you're a failure in that.
You're
religion.
A failure in life. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, if you're 12, geez, you don't have any kids, you know, you're a young lady, 12 years old, no kids,
you failed.
Yeah, you failed.
You
life.
Are the
That's
weakest
it.
Link. Goodbye.
What kind of name is that? Brigham. Brigham Young.
A disturbing one.
Okay.
For sure. Because okay. I don't know why all the religions of the world, really, mostly, or at least the most popular ones, really, it can all be traced back to just one person.
True.
So, yeah. Like, Mormonism, John Smith,
Christianity, Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, and they're under the umbrella of Christianity, you know. But, yeah, I mean, Catholic is, you know, we focus on Mary and stuff. But, like, what is it to where, you know, like, one person can just come up with something, or one idea can just
what
be
about
spread.
Scientology, too.
That, too.
And L. Ron Hubbard's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you get that level of traction just as, like, one person just being like, oh, and there was a bush on fire, and then there was these...
And you will follow him. And Moses, you know, for the Jewish people, of course, That is interesting, isn't it? It's like one person can get all those faults. Look at this, too, and a horrible, you know, if you think about leaders, a horrible leader, Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
Look at this, got so many people to follow him.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, how? How does one person... have the influence over so many.
They thought his mustache was really cool.
Oh, God, no. Not scary.
Well, back in the day, though, that was his... the square was not for squares.
Yeah.
I guess that's a... Oh.
I'm, like, getting the hibbity-jibbities, like, when we were in that store today.
Oh, man. And by the way, your Fitbit and my watch did not...
Yeah, I was shocked
did not malfunction while we were in that store. Not.
But when... your mother and I were in a St. George. My Fitbit completely, like,
it just shut down.
It was, like, vibrating all crazy, and it was just weird. But, like I said, like, we were on their turf, you know.
Right.
There's way more Mormons than St. George, and there was a lot of people in that store, and they definitely knew we didn't belong. Your mother
way
and I...
Way more polygamous.
Way more polygamous. Well, we did see several men walking around with a couple women, and, you know, he looked sweet for both women.
Oh, was he sweet on them?
So I would say if you are in Vegas or if you're in a place that you look up and it has one of those Deseret bookshops, please go in. Please go and check it out for yourself.
Don't do
experience.
That.
No, you should go.
No, you really should not. Really, honestly, like, and then they had food in there too.
Yeah.
They had a little like... freezer or fridge with like weird polygamous like muffins or something.
It did say that. It said enjoy this with you and your five wives.
You and yours, like, all ten
what
of them.
The hell? Like, then it showed like they make, you know, popcorns and chips, and it was like a family of like 55 on the bag.
Right.
I was like, holy shit, how many people does it take to make these chips?
Well,
and this popcorn.
Well, probably just one, but it takes a lot to enjoy them.
It takes a Mormon village.
To raise a
popcorn farm or potato chip. I don't know. But I thought that was very interesting.
Maybe it was like one of those things where like you take it home, you put it in the bathtub and you pour water on it and then it sprouts a wife for you. You know.
We should have bought one just to see what it would do.
Yeah, we should have. And then we did see like the, you know, the dolls that have their, you know, blue bonnet, whatever.
Yes.
On or something.
Like Amish people.
Yeah.
Which that's another, you know.
Thing that I don't ever want to get involved in. Yeah.
Yes. That's another religion. What would you call
it? Are
that?
They a religion? Amish
people? I don't know.
They're just like a society of people that.
Bunch of yoders. But God bless them. You know what?
Yeah.
When they have their Rumspringer. So that the young ones can figure out, do I want to stay with this shit or do I want to go and live a normal life? And a lot of them do run away. We have heard about that. A lot of them are like, fuck this. This is what life is really about. And we can have electricity? Holy shit. I'm out of here.
But I understand like where they're coming from with it because I, you know, technology does help a lot, but it also hurts a lot, you know?
It's Listen, like... I like to have lights in the house.
Yeah.
And I like to...
No, that's good.
You know, wash my clothes in a washing machine, not on a bed of rocks and a fucking washboard.
Right,
know?
Right.
And modern conveniences.
Right.
You know, and I like to dress how I want to dress, not in like weird like hemp clothing that they found or made or some shit.
What's wrong with weird hemp clothing?
And then that weird everything. And then that weird language that they have.
Pennsylvania Dutch.
Okay.
Why I know that is, I
wish you didn't. But
me too.
Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
No, it's just, it's different.
Right.
It's not bad. It's different.
Well,
for me. So.
Do you think that you could give that lifestyle?
No.
Okay. Next topic.
Okay, go ahead.
For a week, would you do it? For a week. Actually, no. For a month. Would you
do it for a month?
But for like $100,000. If at the end of the month you lived with no electricity, You really couldn't take a shower, so you'd be stanking to high heaven.
No, they take showers, just like
in isn't it just like a bowl of water?
Or so, yeah, some, I don't
that
really
you
know.
Just like pat your neck with and then you're done.
You take
I don't know these things.
French whore shower.
Yeah.
$100,000 Now, is that taxed or?
No.
Hmm. I like how you went with the week. I think I could do a week.
No, no, but I rescinded this decision.
Listen here, Rescinda. I need you to just give me a week.
Okay, a week for $10,000 Would you do it?
$100,000
No. And I don't know any Amish people, yeah. And I also don't have the money, so.
Ah.
You're bargaining to nobody.
It's nothing and no one.
No.
Yeah, I probably, well, now here, you get me in a bad spot here, because look, we're in a fucking pandemic. So
no, but
like,
they don't
yeah.
have it. They don't go around anybody. Were they going to catch it from a cow?
No.
From a rogue
No,
blade
what I'm
of grass?
Saying is, of course I'm going to say yes, because I could use the money.
Right.
You're hitting me
but
in
anybody,
like a bad time.
Even if, no, but even if anybody were to be offered that, like,
no, if I
as
was,
long
if
as
I
you
had
could
my
live,
old job back, no, forget it. We good.
Oh, I just ate my mic. Oh, wow.
Watch your teeth.
Well, okay, but even if I had like Jeff Bezos's money or anybody's whatever, Elon Musk money, I would still do it because I can live without a phone for thing. The biggest things
but what
would
about
be,
the other stuff?
Yeah.
And you gotta be up at the crack of dawn to go tend to the farms farm and the sheep and the fucking the cattle and the chickens.
All right.
I'm not interested in that.
Really?
No.
Hmm.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I mean, maybe like for a day, like let me check this out for like a whole month. I got to wake up, you know, with the sun and no.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, if I was there doing Rumspringa.
Yeah, like a Rumspringa.
No, I think that would be fun. Of course.
I think so too. Yeah. Because I mean, you can just get to cut loose and don't got to worry about like responsibilities.
Fucking footloose in the barn
there
with all
you
the
go.
Other children trying to get away.
Yeah. But they won't know that reference because they don't watch shit. They don't. Well, on Rumspringa, they might.
I think they might. Yeah. Because they're allowed to do whatever. This is like their, what's that movie where you can like kill people for 24 hours? It's okay. Yeah. This is like their.
Legally Blonde?
No.
What, is that what Reese Witherspoon did?
she
did a bend and snap and ran somebody over?
No, in real
she
life.
Bent and snapped
didn't
them.
She run somebody over?
Yeah.
Or get into an accident?
That's the movie you're talking about.
Oh. The Purge. No, it's called The Purge.
Oh, okay.
So it's like for 24 hours, the kids get to run around and go nuts. I don't think they kill anybody, but like they get to do all the shit that they don't normally get to do, you know, like in their Amish setting.
Right, right.
And they go fucking nuts.
Well, in The Purge, they do kill people.
No, but I'm saying like this is their version of The Purge,
but,
where they get to run around and like go nuts, you know, and like do shit that they wouldn't normally do that they were told this is like really bad to do.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
like drink alcohol and, you know, ooh. Party and.
Drink a soda pop.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, what are like, I don't think that I could do that like for the rest of my life though.
But what about for you?
For a week? Yeah, I could do it.
And for a month?
For a month would be really challenging because I don't know. It would just be a shock at first.
And coming from modern conveniences,
exactly.
Now having to.
Going from, you know, just a regular life to that like extreme of just being.
And having to do a lot of things yourself, like manual kind of work.
Yeah.
Manual labor. It's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Can't we just go through the drive thru?
I know.
No, you need to go tend to those chickens and to that
you
cow.
You need to go tend to the chickens.
Like, I wasn't really prepared for this.
I was not prepared for this.
I was not prepared.
Yeah, that's, wow. Oh, a fun little Thanksgiving thing is it'll be 2 years that I am off booze.
I'm so sorry for you.
I know. Thank you. Thank
no,
you.
That's fantastic. You stuck to your guns.
Yeah. I mean, I just, you know, like, I like it, but it doesn't like me, which is, you know, that's
how it is with spicy foods for me. I love them, but they don't love me.
Have you seen that meme where it's like people roasting each other back and forth? And they'll say, oh, it's the blank for me. And then they just keep going back and forth.
No, I haven't seen that.
No?
No.
You're kidding.
Oh, I'm so behind all these memes.
Well, there's a video of like, it's like the girl sleepover and this gay kid is roasting his friend, his girlfriend, but not like that because he likes boys.
Of course, yeah.
And he's like, yeah. And he's like, she can't think of anything else to say to him. And then he just like goes off on her and just like.
Oh my God, I need to see this.
Yeah. It's pretty funny where right? he's like, oh, it's the, she says something about his wardrobe being from American Eagle, I think.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, it's the AE outfit, whole wardrobe for me, I think is what she says. And then he's like, oh, it's the always getting stomach aches for me. It's the, what else does he say? He says, it's the dropping out of an Ivy League school to go to community college for me. Just like fucking blasts her. And it's pretty funny.
Okay, I'm going to have to see that. You understand that?
Yes. It's kind of like bumping mics with Jeffrey Ross and Dave Attell.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
But like a, you know, like a more calm and civilized version.
A more civilized bumping of
but
the
not really, though.
I can appreciate that. I can.
Yes.
Now, do you never miss having like a little glass of
something? Oh, yeah. Back to that. Yeah. Well, you know what I do? Because I know a lot of like good like drink pairings and all that stuff from.
And I know it misses you.
Yeah, yeah. So, even yeah. the bottle in the fridge, the Malibu bottle is like, come back, Bobby.
Bobby, please give me a chance.
Yeah, and I'm like, sorry, buddy.
So I all the drinking Bobby gave up, I do.
Thank you.
Just on a.
Thanks for picking up my slack.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Thank you.
My liver's nice and massaged. It's raring to go.
Perfect. That's what it's all
Hang
about.
In there, little buddy.
No, I think you know, I just think it's like if you really enjoy doing it, you know, you should do it. But if you're not really that into it, then only do it when you really feel like it or just stop doing it, you know. And I feel like that's how it should be for no matter what you're doing, whether it comes to alcohol or whatever. Mm-hmm. But my whole thing is coffee now for several years now, because from you working in like Starbucks and stuff, you know.
Yes,
I would always, I would always, you know, like you come home with the stuff, mm-hmm, you know, the like bottles of stuff.
Yes.
And yeah, like I was always too young to drink it. You know, you really shouldn't drink it as a kid. But
I still give it to you anyway.
Oh, yeah. No, and yeah. I still drink it. Those little like mocha, choca, yeah. frappe, latte, tata, yayas, creole, marmalades. Yeah.
Whoa.
Down those shits.
Mm, yeah. That was a different flavor. I don't remember us having that. But...
Gitchy, gitchy, coffee, yaya, tata.
Hmm. And that was in the glass bottles?
Plastic.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
That's maybe where the confusion's coming from. Yeah, I love coffee. That's the one thing that
one of
I don't.
Your vices, right? I mean, this is hard to give up.
Well, I mean, like, I could do without that too, but I just love, like, the flavor of it. I love, like, how you could, like, combine it with some
the
different
aroma.
Flavors. Yeah, but of I course. Usually just drink it plain, and I make, as you know, mm-hmm. I do my own, like, cold brew and.
Which is delicious.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
The French press, too.
Thank you.
Do you need me to get your steroids and your herbal enhancers?
My fucking herbal enhancers and my fucking cranberry juice. And...
We always laugh about, it's an old...
Side note.
An old Adam Carolla with Danny Bonaducci.
Yeah.
Where, yeah, Danny Bonaducci's trying to get him all this stuff, and Adam Carolla's just like, oh, thank you.
He's like, thank you.
Yeah, that is one, like, coffee is probably one thing that I'll like keep doing, you know, because I don't do like anything else. Like I don't even really drink soda anymore. That's how much of a square mustache I am.
Yeah, you're a square peg mustache.
Okay. All right.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
maybe the mustache, but if you want to be a square, that's okay.
The just peg stop. Though is I'm not putting the coffee up my rectum.
No, I didn't say you're getting pegged with it.
Oh, okay.
Like just square peg. Mustache.
Oh, okay. I don't know what the difference is.
Oh, I don't really know either, but...
Oh, okay.
It's, well, like, one would go in your rectum, and then the other one is just there. You're just there.
Okay. You know I mean? All right. Thank you.
Wasn't that a show a long time ago, like Square Pegs or something? Our older listeners, you gotta let us know.
Square Pegs.
I swear I've heard of this before.
Let me see. Square Pegs.
Square Pegs. I swear that was the name of a show.
Was it like a game show, you mean? Or
maybe.
Because I thought you meant like somewhere. Hollywood Squares.
No, I don't think. Unless that was like an original version.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Square Pegs from 1982 to 1983.
There you go. Jesus. So it was a show. I knew it.
But where did you... I mean, this is before your time, because you were born in 98. So how do you know this?
I was born in 2000.
Or excuse me. Sorry.
Thank
you. I'm aging you. I'm like aging
you. I'm 21
you.
Next year. So
silly me.
Enough of your bullshit.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, it wasn't too much before my time.
Patty
At that time,
Green.
I was sperm my dad's balls.
Patty Green and Lauren Lauren Hutchinson, two awkward teenage girls, are desperate to fit in at Wee-Ma-Wee High School. Go to a different school if your school is...
What are you reading?
The plot. The fucking plot of Square Shit.
Yeah. My brain just started melting into my headphones. I completely got lost. I thought it was a game show. I don't
know. No, it was. Well, I thought it was a game show too, because I was getting it confused with, you know, that other shit, the Hollywood.
Oh, the
shit.
Hollywood Squares.
Right, the one with Whoopi Goldberg.
Well, it had several people, not just Whoopi.
Well, but she was the main. She was always the center. She
and
was
a fucking Bruce Valanche.
I don't know who that is, but thank you for your contribution.
You're welcome.
But no, this was a sitcom,
and it only aired for 1 year.
I guess so, 82 to 83. Unless if they made two seasons, I already clicked out of the page. So.
And what was it? Like two young girls?
They go to
Wee
Man High School. Or something. Wee Maui.
Okay.
Tweedledee.
Tweedledee dumb.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whistle while I work. Go ahead and start and whistle while you work. I can't. I mean, I could sing the explicit version.
I'll whistle for you. Don't worry.
Okay.
I got it. Wow. So see, it was a thing back in the day.
Oh, barely.
Well, still was a thing.
Wow. There's a lot of old shows like that have just like gone by the wayside. Like, what about our one of our favorites, L.A. to Vegas?
Oh, L.A. to Vegas.
I really miss that.
Oh, my God.
It was on Fox for like the beginning of 2018. And then they just said, screw it. We're taking you shits off the air.
Yeah, like, guess what? Get the fuck out of here. Basically, that's it. Such a bummer because it was just so hilarious. Oh, my God.
I really like that show because like the characters were just crazy. It was just a crazy. It was a plane full of degenerates.
Yes, and the pilot too was a degenerate.
Was the biggest the guy that's supposed to be flying the fucking plane is the biggest degenerate on the show, which is just great and
fucking hilarious.
Oh man, what a show! Like,
yeah, seriously,
they were on Jackpot Airlines. That was the name of their fucking airlines. Just if that already isn't a smash hit, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know what it
is. And it wasn't
really.
Because they yanked it off the air from
clearly
two seasons. I think they did.
I thought
three?
They did one.
Shiza. I'm really not sure.
What a bummer. Yeah, there's been a lot of shows that just
they yanked off the air.
So
that's
sad.
That's not a good terminology.
The
yank.
Old yank.
Yeah, the old yank off the air.
What about? Do you want some of my nut roll?
Yeah. For okay.
Here's another nice turkey day thing we experience.
So, okay. And what I mean, what the hell kind of food is that? Like.
And why would they name it Nut Roll?
Well, I mean, it's kind of like how, like, back in, like, the Brady Bunch times where everybody was gay, happy and gay.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like the terminology, you know, terminology is different now.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe back then, yeah, Nut Roll was very popular and they didn't associate that
when everybody
with
was happy
else.
And gay, yeah.
Yeah, everybody was eating Nut Roll.
Mm-hmm. That's what everybody
was
happy and gay.
Everybody was gay and eating that roll.
Right.
Yeah. It's all right.
Anyway. Wow.
I mean, I get it. There's nuts in it, and it's like in a roll
shape.
Roll.
Yeah.
But
nobody nutted
it...
on it.
No. Okay. No. But it sounds weird. Yeah.
Right.
I'm like, in our day and age.
But what if somebody bought it thinking that there was like nut? in it or on it.
You're talking
or
about
both.
The happy and gays? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Mm. Like nut where?
On the roll.
Shout out to Peaches. Boob, everyone, you said that, you know, somebody, we went out clubbing the one night and somebody
took. Perry. Shout out.
Shout out Perry, Peaches. So the one night we go out clubbing and we're walking out, you know, back to the car. And one of our friends, she took her shoes off because her feet were hurting real bad.
Gross.
And Perry goes, girl, you better get those shoes back on. There could be nut on the ground. And me and D goes, shout out to my D babe, Dalton, Perry's brother, my sister, our sister. So D goes, nut where? We were fucking rolling. the fucking good old days, huh? Babes, shout out to you, babes. Wish we can go out clubbing again. One day we will.
Maybe, after the new year, maybe the restrictions will lift.
They need to.
And the girl can run around and
yeah, barefoot and get nut on her foot.
Yeah. That is true, though. Why would you take your shoes off?
Because we would wear stilettos, you know, and these are like 6-inch heels.
Bring another like pair of shoes with you, right?
Well, this is the thing.
She wanted to step in nut.
Maybe she wanted to step in nut
on the ground.
No, listen. You can only fit so much in the little purse you bring with you to the club. And shoes did not fit in there.
Okay.
So you got to wear those big old high heels. And as we're coming out of the club, you know, our legs are hurting because we've been dancing around all night. And then we're coming down off the high of drinking.
Okay.
So it's like now you're starting to feel everything. You know, you're sobering up and you're like, oh, fuck. Like before, I was loosey-goosey, carefree. My legs and my feet weren't hurting because I was drunk and happy and not even fucking thinking about the pain in my feet and my legs.
Right.
But then at the end of the night, you'd be like, oh. And even when my legs and feet hurt the worst, I never took my shoes off because I never want to step in the nut.
Right, right.
Stop and nut.
Stop nut.
Stomp the yard. Stomp the nut.
Stomp the nut yard. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But okay. Some bitches was brave enough to take their shoes off. And I'm like, nope.
That shit's gross.
No. Not this time, folks.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's another one of our favorite shows is...
Beyond Belief.
Beyond Belief.
Fact or Fiction.
Fact or Fiction.
With Jonathan Frakes.
Yes.
Shout out to you, good sir. But I know the whole fucking thing.
That was because that was on when I was a little kid, and I love watching that. So
it was so fantastic.
At the end of every fucking skit, or not skit, but at the end of every scene, you would have to guess, like, okay, did this really happen, or is it just a lie?
Yeah.
That the writers for the show made up, and so they would show you a story, and it would be a live action story of people, you know, whatever kind of scenes. And then at the end, what is his name again?
Jonathan Frakes.
Jonathan Frakes. Sir Jonathan Frakes. What he would
that
do.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think that's how he would say it, like when the show would come on.
Sure.
Yeah.
He would say, so, did the young clubber, did the young club goer, did she actually have sore feet and take her shoes off? Or did she just step in a pile of nut? I used to do a really good, I would always hit cast with this randomly, just out of nowhere. I'd be like, so, was it real or did we make it up? Sorry, it's fiction.
Not today, folks. We made it up.
So, did the young club-going girl keep her shoes on after a fun, rambunctious evening? Or did her feet get covered in some random guy's nut?
You were right, folks. She got nut all over her feet.
Oh, God. It was fiction. We made it up. She stepped in the nut.
She did step.
Oh, my God.
I urge everybody, check out reruns of...
If you can find them,
Belief, Fact or Fiction, yeah.
Maybe some like streaming service has the rights to them or something.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember what channel it was on.
It was on Fox 5.
Fox 5, okay. Yes, thank you. Which is our local Fox channel.
Yes.
Wow.
But yeah, wherever you can catch, you know, the network Fox, it was on.
Maybe
that.
They have it on there or streaming, whatever.
I hope they do, because that was a great show.
It was.
And it was all real stories, too.
Yeah.
That they would, like, reenact, and you had to guess, like, really crazy things. Like, they were beyond belief.
Yeah.
Like, crazy shit.
Beyond belief.
Remember the fucking fiction.
Guy? He would get really into it.
Yeah, I want to be the announcer. I'm like,
yeah.
I can do that, too.
Yeah, absolutely, check. Yeah. What was that one thing that we were watching where it was like a we were watching like a murder mystery thing, and the guy, was the fucking narrator for this shit.
Pretty recent.
He had no feelings and fucking emotions.
Zero.
And he didn't have any of this in his voice. He was just
zero.
The man came into the room. Mm-hmm. Ow, she said. She was dead. Like, that was it.
He shot her in the face.
Ow.
She said, ow.
She died.
She laid there bleeding out. She died.
The police were on their way.
Yeah, there's like, yeah. What the fuck? What's it called? Like ID Network or something?
It's about, yeah.
I don't know what channel that is, but it's all about,
like cases,
like different crimes and cases, yeah, that were solved, or if some of them like,
yeah,
unsolved, or they're still trying to figure out like who exactly, you know.
But you could definitely do a million times better than that fucking
fuck
guy.
Yeah, I would.
Jesus Christ,
definitely put emotion into it, not just yeah. Okay, the guy came in their room, shot the woman, the woman screamed, then she died. It's like, wait, no, motherfucker, I need to have some emotion in that
They
shit.
Come in the booth and they tell this guy, like, listen, can you put a little bit more
can you
umph
amp
into
it up a little bit? Because sure. You're putting us to sleep, motherfucker.
Not a problem.
He's like, got it.
I can do that. Consider it done.
They're like, do you fucking need a paycheck or not? You need to amp your shit up. Step your game up.
Step your game up. And he's like, game will be stepped up.
He's like, shot in the face. Bang. She said, ow. I'm like, no, you still suck.
What about if Morgan Freeman was the host of that?
Oh, fantastic. Give us one.
Shot in the face.
Ow.
She said, ow. She's now dead.
What a shame for this woman.
What a shame. Oh, well.
They're like, okay, that other guy's fired. Morgan, you're on.
Morgan, you're in. That other guy, fuck him.
Fuck him.
You made the right decision.
Oh, wonderful, huh? Turkey Day. Turkey Day's upon
turkey
us.
Day.
Turkey Day 2020 tomorrow.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, you know, this year has been a worse.
Been a fucking worse.
And, you know, unfortunately, the holidays have been a worse.
But, I mean, not unlike any other year. Are the holidays usually a fucking worse?
It's the most unwonderful time of the year.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't understand why we have to, like, buy each other shit to show each other that we care about each other, you know?
I know.
Like,
how about just tell me, hey, I fucking care about you. I'll buy you some dinner.
Yeah.
Awesome.
There you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it's why, good. You know, it's kind of like, you know, on Christmas, as it is on Valentine's Day and any other day that, you know, I mean, I can understand on somebody's birthday, but like the other days are literally just like random days that were chosen by somebody somewhere at some point that just say, hey, get out there and waste your fucking money, basically.
Yeah. And just on this day, show the person that you actually care.
Yeah.
If you don't buy them a gift or some roses or chocolate,
you're a
some shit.
Fucking bitch.
You're a piece of garbage.
Jeez.
You don't care about your loved ones.
Oh my God.
It's like, ooh, I better go get those roses.
So, did Bobby open his pocketbook for the holidays?
Not this time, folks.
It was fiction. We made it up.
No, Bobby, you've always been very generous.
Oh no, as of
with
you,
me.
You know.
Oh, well, thank you.
But I just, I mean, lately though, too, like, for the past few years, we just decided that, you know, nobody in our family is a child anymore.
Yeah. We're all old and shit, not like the downward, you know.
Oh, God.
But,
Wow. No, it's like, you know, like, we don't have to do that anymore. We don't have to do the whole, like, you know, wrapping shit up and, which is still fun and it's still great and everything, but...
I mean,
I hate that
it's forced, you know. It's like, okay, here comes the holidays, you have to do this.
Yeah.
And on this day, it's like, buy me gifts throughout the year.
There you go.
If you see something that reminds you, you know, of me, you know, and you get it on a good deal or something, buy
it.
We were in that
store earlier and I found that great thing. I didn't want to tell you, but I was actually gonna spoiler alert, buy you a Brigham Young set because I thought
my God, why didn't you?
I don't know.
Well, you know where the shop is. You can go
I
and get
do.
It for me.
I do.
I'll put that shit together
I
too.
Do.
Play with me.
I was actually gonna buy you the guy that was staring at us as well. There was a guy walking around the store. Staring at us.
Yes. I think he worked there.
Probably thinking impure thoughts about the three of us.
Of course.
And
I think he wanted to join our
Yeah. Which, but I had already claimed you two as my wives.
Exactly. Yeah. I think he was jealous, actually.
I think so, too, because I had him outnumbered 2-0.
Exactly.
Know?
He probably can't even find a wife yet. You got two over here.
Yeah.
I know.
Hey.
You got a mother-daughter combo. He's like, oh, shit.
The game been good to me.
Oh, I get that.
Sorry, Bartholomew, but I got to tell you something.
Bartholomew. Sorry, brah.
Sorry, brah. Sorry, brah.
The game chose me, honey. I didn't choose the game.
Don't hate it. Just appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, he was definitely hating because what he was looking
was
at us.
He was fucking player hating this bitch.
I mean, he fucking was giving us the worst stank eye.
He was. Well, he was just like popping around every corner, just like looking at us like, hi. You know?
Yeah, I was like, oh, hello. Shit. This motherfucker's on to us.
How you doing?
How you do?
How you do?
How you do?
Yeah.
The Lord. I was going to start with the whole Medea.
You should have. You should have been like, listen, you should have put on your salt and pepper weave.
I am living for the Lord.
There you go. They would have never known.
They'd have been like, oh, this bitch is. She's here for the fucking
she's
Lord.
She's legit.
This bitch is a legit LDS. Me? I'm living for the LDS Lord.
Wow.
Yeah, next time we go up in there.
There was not going to be a next time.
You said you were going to get me the Lego set. So are we going back or not?
It'll just be me. And then they're going to tackle me at the door and say, where are your wives?
Where are those two you weren't here
missionary.
With? Missionary. The feet cramped to that boy. And they're like, no, no, not that.
Not that.
Like, you know, going to some random country and helping them out or
helping
something.
Helping them and then marrying every woman.
Yes, that's in the random country you're in.
Yes.
And then riding your bike around and spraying the word and the seed. And then nut all over the ground. Yeah, that's what happens.
I could never be like... I could never be one of those guys that they send out to go on the bike. Like, I hate that shit.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Like, if you're in that religion, I feel like you don't have a choice.
Right.
It's like, no, you were chosen.
Yeah, and that's what it, that's what that some of that merch said too. And I wasn't really eyeing the merch because shit was crazy and scary.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the merch said, "Boy, I hope that they send me on a mission." Like what?
Yeah,
this what? Is. I'm sorry, but
there's only one missionary I'm concerned with, and it ain't that.
Anyway,
you dig?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, seems like that store is not. Looking too bad after all. Looks like I might go sleep there tonight.
Like, looks like I'm going back sooner than I thought.
Yeah, I just, that's like, you're like indoctrinating people. What do you call it? You're brainwashing people, like from a young age. Like, okay, if you're going to go help people, that's one thing. But like, I don't know, it just.
But isn't it interesting with like all religion? It's like a lot of choices are made for us before we can even. Figure out how to wipe our own ass.
True. Well, you know? I mean, like, even in, like Catholic churches, how many times does that fucking donation basket come around?
Oh, shit. Too many.
Countless numbers of times.
And then I gotta throw my chicken bone in it. Remember, like, Coming to America?
Yeah. And then you see Jesus on MTV Cribs, and he's showing, you know, his beautiful TVs.
Like, thanks, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Fucking me up.
Just like, come into the Lord's house, my child.
Yes.
Like, we funded that shit.
He's like, thank y'all for funding me.
We sponsored that shit, ho. Come on. Like.
No, it's crazy. Yeah,
but
how many times?
Okay. Like, and that's, there's nothing wrong with going to church. There's nothing wrong with being a part of a.
Yeah, like a religious community.
Yes.
We're not knocking that part. It's just some of their methods.
It's just the control aspect is a problem. Like, you know, and if the money's really going to, like when I was going for my confirmation, we did round up cans of food and stuff like that. And that is good to do, you know, to donate to people. But like, if you're not doing stuff like that and you're just giving money and stuff to the church. It's like, I know the church is got to be pocketing some of that. Because how are they building these, you know, in Catholicism, they keep building these big, beautiful churches. It's like, how do they...
And maintaining the grounds and doing
all
this. Yeah,
yes.
And paying the people that work there.
Yes.
You know, of course.
So it's like,
wait a minute. You're saying this is like for the Lord, and bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah.
But we're finding out that the money's going to other things that maybe it shouldn't be going to.
Right.
No, one of the last masses that I had gone to when I decided, like, I'm going to, like, separate myself from the Catholic Church because I'm like, this is a little bit too hokey for me.
I mean, you still believe, but you just don't.
Yeah,
to...
but I don't necessarily believe in, like, the Catholic religion. I still believe there's a higher being. I don't know who or what that is, but I do have faith and believe there is something up there
or
around.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't necessarily just believe it's, like, what the Catholics believe. But one of the last, like, masses I went to, you know, a church service in the Catholic religion, the priest was telling us, oh, you know, everybody needs to donate. I know everybody can donate here because we need to put new, like, stained glass doors on the church and we need to repave, like, the driveway where you all park. I'm like, okay, first off, how do you know that everybody here can donate?
Yeah.
Second, why are you concerned with wanting to repair the doors and repave, you know, the parking lot? Why is our money going to that?
Exactly. It should be going to help people.
To help people. Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's what it's about and not, making sure that you have a big, beautiful, pristine church.
Yeah.
We could be doing this shit in
the
tent.
Who cares what the doors look like, you know, what the parking lot looks like. It's like, that's not what we're here for.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was kind of, you know, that kind of turned me off. I was like,
it's the donating for new doors for me.
And also in my pocket.
I'll tell you the one time, one of the last times that mom and I went in the morning, this was years ago. We get caught off in traffic and as we're turning, the person is turning into church to go to mass, go to the mass that we were going to. It's the getting cut off in traffic by a scumbag for me.
There you go. You see, but then they want to go to church and repent.
Exactly.
No, you're still a cocksucking scumbag.
Exactly. You cut us off just to go to church.
Yeah.
So that way you could hear a priest say, oh,
you know, we have be to good be nice to one another. Other. Yeah. It's like, you ain't upholding that. So goodbye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, come on.
And then these hoes that, you know, we've seen it many, many a time.
Oh, yeah. We always make the joke about church hoes.
Church hoes and church hug.
Yeah.
No, you see these bitches and they look like hood rats, hoodwinks. Yeah. Mm. And they're showing up to church barely, you know, with night before hair, probably not in their fucking hair.
Yeah. And on their feet because they took off their shoes.
And, you know, they're showing up to church. It's like, okay, you was a fucking hood rat all week and you're showing up to this church 1 hour. To try to absolve your sins. And you see them too, you know, they give like a nice pat at the end, church hug. No, you're
nice
still
to
a
see
fucking
you,
rat.
Hoe.
Goodbye. No, if you're going to hoe all week, you're still a hoe here for
good
this hour.
Good to see you, girl. I'm going to slap you back a little bit to let you know that I care.
And listen, girl, I'd seen you at the club last night. I know what you did, honey.
It's the heathen hoe rats. For me. See, that works with a lot. That just the
it
cadence
sure
of that phrase
I
just
like that.
It works so good to roast.
It's everything about that shit. For me.
You can roast a fucking turkey using
roast this motherfucker.
Whoa. Shout out to Brandon Rogers, one of our favorite
God, hilarious
creators on YouTube.
So funny.
It's the stuffing up the turkey's ass for me. Bam. And then just the turkey's just completely cooked perfectly, 185 degrees or whatever.
I'm not sure if I like fully understand this, but
no, you
I
just
can hop
keep,
on
like,
board.
Like,
look at me. I'm like, yeah. No, I don't really get it.
You just keep going back and forth. Like, that's like, you know, like. It's the blank for me. You just keep saying,
so
you know,
just
like,
back and forth,
oh,
back
you're,
and forth.
You know, okay. What okay. You do is that's what
for me.
That's what, yeah.
Like how that guy was roasting me. His girlfriend.
Oh,
girl, that's a friend.
Yeah. No, not his girlfriend.
No. I mean, just
I highly suspect that he.
Girl, that's a friend.
Sure.
Not like we fucking girlfriend.
No. More like we
like
fucking braid each other's hair.
Like I'm fucking your boyfriend kind
yeah,
of friend.
Yeah.
Sure. So, we get wild.
Oh, jeez.
Wilding out.
Yeah, I can't believe that this year has simultaneously gone by quickly and slowly.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it just...
It, like, painfully, like,
oh.
quickly and slowly. Yeah.
Simultaneously, if you will. I'm just glad that, you know, I don't know, people are, I feel like people are trying to do what's right and, you know, wash their hands and stay away from each other. But at
but
the same
time, we're still
time,
seeing people in the restroom.
Yeah.
And I don't know who needs to hear this, but if it's you, you a nasty motherfucker.
Wash
your fucking hands. I'm still seeing people come out of the stall and just like look in the mirror and walk away.
And in the ladies' restroom, huh?
In the ladies' restroom, too. I know you've seen it, too, in the men's restroom.
Well, that's the thing is fucking I see gross. It all the time in the men's restroom.
It's like you're touching areas that, you know, probably need to be washed anyway.
Yeah.
Wash your hands with soap and water.
Exactly.
And like, sing the happy birthday song in your mind twice.
Yeah.
Because your hands can't be trusted.
Cunt. Yeah, it's like, but how do you not do that, though? How do you not already
do that? People are still not, it's like what else needs to be told to you?
It's the not washing your hands after touching your cookie for me.
It's the not wash your hands after touching your gentleman veggies for me.
It's the it's the twiddling your sack and not Ooh. Washing your tips, your fingertips for me. Gross.
It's the touching of your nasty honey pot and not washing your nasty tips for me.
It's the...
Your fishy pot. Just everybody, wash your hands with soap and water and cut the bullshit.
Cut the BS. Because apparently the shit is still rising.
Yeah.
Apparently the shit
is
still
going. The virus,
the
numbers are going crazy. You know, the numbers are surging.
But how, though? Like, where...
Because people are fucking gross.
That's true.
Yeah. We have too many people in the world, and most of them are fucking gross.
Well... It's more so too, like just everybody wanting to sandwich together.
Yes,
and just
and stay away from each other.
At like political rallies and this and that, like
yeah,
it's like come on, oh
yeah, like enough, enough is enough. You dumb shits,
right?
That's our
PSA.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to close by saying, please have a great and happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And again, we're very thankful for you all for
we love you.
Joining.
Make
we love
sure you wash your hands, though, or else you're going to have issues.
And clean your shit. And
if you drop the turkey, just wash it off with soap and water.
And we have a great parody song on YouTube
yes.
that we wrote about the Oak Ridge Boys made a song called Elvira, but we... made Elvirus, and we sing it to the tune of Elvira.
Hilarious. You have to check it out.
Yeah, so you could just find us on YouTube. Just search Sibling Spilling Tea. We should come up. Should see our logo. And yeah, again, please, if you wouldn't mind giving us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and
Give
sharing
us. All the
us.
Good ratings. Share us with all your people.
It really helps us out a lot, and we greatly appreciate it.
Yes, we love you guys. We're grateful for you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Is that a turkey?
Yes.
All right, I thought so.
I'm running before you kill me.
Come back here, ho. Get your ass back here, ho.
Get fucked.
Oh. Wow. Goodbye.